This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:09. Good morning. Happy day. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Fremont Bank, locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and they offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Forbes, I guess they're in the middle of like one of those list putting out periods.
I love those lists.
Yeah, me too. I like a good list. This one is the highest paid actors in the world. So who do we think?
Is there a Chinese actor we don't know?
Not one that we don't know.
Oh. Oh, so there's one we know.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan is number five. He made $58 million, mostly from the Chinese box office and his endorsements there.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah. The whole world, though. Think.
I got a story... I got a fast fact about the population of China, and it's just mind-blowing.
I can't wait to hear it.
It's you just go, oh, my God. Their population has been insane forever. Mm. It's not, this isn't a new thing.
Right, the billion people in China.
Right. Anyway, I'll tell you in the news.
In the fast facts.
Right. The highest paid actor, The Rock.
Oh, yes. That is the number one. He's the number one. Mm-hmm. $89 million for Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I'm so happy for him.
He is in a good place right now. He just married that girlfriend of his. Uh-huh. And they got a couple kids together.
Yeah, I just think...
He seems like a pretty
I only met him once,
positive guy.
Oh,
you met him?
Yeah, I interviewed him. And I was like, yay, area. And he's like, yeah, girl. Da-da-da-da-da. We're like, all right. So it was just like we were broing out together.
Oh.
And it was just fun, and he's just a nice person. You know, other people would say otherwise, but...
Well, Tyrese, you know.
Yeah.
He's selfish, and he's trying to...
Vin Diesel. Didn't they have beef?
Oh,
him
did
and
he
Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel?
I think their beef was the same.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't want him
Tyrese
to go off and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then he did his own movie, like that spinoff movie.
Hobbs
that
and
just happened. Shaw. Yeah, whatever.
Well, that's what their beef was. Like, hello.
What about us?
How about the Fast Five family?
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, man, I'm just doing what the studio tells me to do. I'm, you know, or whatever. I don't know what he's doing.
I went to lunch and they threw me a new deal worth $20 million.
So,
I said, yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Over a grilled cheese.
Yeah. What?
That they paid for.
Yeah.
I was
all
right.
Iron Man, dude.
He's third place.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr. made
$66
million.
Bradley Cooper?
You know, last year, back to Dwayne Johnson for a second, or The Rock, whatever, however you want to refer to him, at $89 million, last year he actually made $124 million, but came in second to George Clooney last year.
Oh.
Clooney.
What is he doing?
He must have
that's
produced
tequila
crap.
And stuff? Tequila thing,
right, that's when he got all the money.
And Nespresso.
Oh, yeah. I see him all the time.
Yeah. So he's endorsing stuff left and right.
Well,
forget
good
the
for
movie
him.
Stuff. Yeah.
He just looks, you know, puts that placid look on his face and gives a cocky smile to the camera. Hey.
Yep. He's got that wife now that he loves.
And twins.
Mm-hmm.
He said he'd never have kids. He said he'd never marry, never have kids.
Oh, Vinny, look at that. Never.
All these never guys.
And they're doing it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing it all. Anyway, so last year he made... God, 30 plus million more than he did this year, but he was second place. This year he wins $89 million. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you got Robert Downey Jr. in third, $66 million. Jackie Chan was fifth with $58 million. Remember, this is worldwide. So
and these are just men?
It is only men. I don't know if that's because this is just a men's
actors
list.
Actors as opposed to
actresses.
But they like to be called actors as well, the women.
Yeah. So. You know, I guess if you looked at the full list, I just had the top 10 here. Yeah. So maybe if you look at the full list, it'll have women on there. Okay. At number 10 is Will Smith. Will Smith pulled in $35 million last year.
Well, he did the Aladdin.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, and probably has other things. And what do they call the mailbox money? All your all your royalties for all your past. All
although
your
I hear mailbox money now refers to trust fund kids.
Oh.
You just get the check in the mail.
Oh. Mm. Well, any kind of money that comes in the mailbox, you know.
Yeah.
It's your mailbox money. I gotta check the mail. Why? What do you hope to get in there? Some junk? No. It's where my money comes in.
Bitch.
Paul Rudd made $41 million bucks. Little Paul Rudd. Just adorable.
You too and the bitch thing.
Bitch.
Sorry.
You should find a new word.
Sheesh.
Whore.
Hoa.
Hoa. I'm a hoa.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. Paul Rudd, $41 million bucks. Good for Paul Rudd. Like, Paul Rudd, I think, is just darling. Like, he's so charming. There's something so sweet about him.
He tapped into superhero money.
Well, Ant-Man will do it for you, right? Mm-hmm. Because he was doing just like romantic comedies and a bunch of comedies where he was just like the washed up little brother.
Yeah. Wasn't he on Friends for a minute there?
He was Phoebe's boyfriend, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I think so. It was so adorable.
Yeah, he's just, that's the word for him. Paul Rudd. Adorable. Cute as an ant. Chris Evans, that's Captain America. He mm-hmm. made $43 million bucks for eighth place.
Who thinks he'll go away?
I do. I don't even know what the appeal is on.
I don't know how he's going to stay
Evans.
Employed now
well,
that he's not
I mean, right,
Captain America.
Maybe they'll figure out a way to make him the new Jason Bourne or something. Don't they do that? They sort of like move people through other.
Well, he'll need to do something like that
because
I don't see him being. He is the most vanilla dude I've ever seen.
I'm with you. I just don't even think he's good looking. Like, I mean, he's fine.
No, he's handsome
it's
enough.
All right.
They even did that joke on SNL with the Chris's.
Yeah.
All those Chris's, they're interchangeable
right,
almost.
Chris Pine, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, I don't think is interchangeable with him. He's amazing. But he is a Chris. Are there any other Chris's or just those
Pratt.
Three? Oh, yeah, Chris Pratt. I like Chris Pratt, too. Chris Pine, Chris Evans, I don't care about them.
All right.
It says Evans keeps busy when he's not saving the universe with roles in Knives Out and the Red Sea Diving Report. He's returning to the small screen where he got his start with upcoming Apple TV series Defending Jacob.
All right.
Oh, I read that book.
Oh.
I wonder what he's doing in that.
Jacob?
No, Jacob's a kid, I think.
Oh.
I can't.
Maybe the older Jacob.
Oh, maybe.
Jacob growing up.
I don't know. Number six is a tie, so six and seven. It's a tie between Adam Sandler and Bradley Cooper.
Mm.
They both made bank last year. $57 million bucks apiece. Adam's money's mostly through that deal with Netflix, mm-hmm. and 70% of Bradley's money came from A Star Is Born, which he directed, produced, co-wrote, and co-starred in. He made the lion's share of money off of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he got Lady Gaga. So Jackie Chan's number five with $58 million, mostly from the Chinese box office. And Bollywood actor Akshay Kumar is number four. Hmm. You had to know there was going to be a Bollywood guy on here. Because it's international. $65 bucks. So third place is Robert Downey Jr. with $66 million. Number one is Dwayne The Rock Johnson with $89 million. And I have mentioned number two's name, but have not, because he came up in another conversation that we just had. Any final guesses?
I know who it is.
George Clooney.
No, it's Chris Hemsworth.
Oh.
George Clooney not in the top 10 this year. I guess he didn't sell any new brands of liquor.
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth, four, made $76 million last
Dang.
Year. So congratulations to him. That is solid money. Liam Hemsworth, not in the top 10.
Oh, looks like, what's his name? Chris?
Chris Hemsworth, yeah.
In addition to all the
superhero stuff.
Superhero stuff. Outside the Marvel Universe, Hemsworth is starring in an upcoming Netflix film.
Oh.
DACA, D-H-A-K-A. DACA, and a Hulk Hogan biopic.
Mm. Oh.
He does representing Hugo Boss and his, some other brands. That gives him a lot of money.
DACA. I wonder what that's about.
I don't know what that is.
I was looking through the Netflix movies yesterday, looking for a particular movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Man, there's a lot of kind of original stuff with stars you recognize. Like, oh, look at that.
I went back to Mindhunter
Oh, yeah. What?
It's got me now.
Does it? Because that first episode, I fell right off. I was like, no, thanks.
No, it's got me. It's really good.
And
I don't know how
good?
They're good. Yeah. The scenes they set up where they, because this is in the 60s, mm-hmm. I think. The scenes they set up where they walk into a police station in Atlanta in the 60s, and it's a 60s building. Oh. And it's 60s cars.
Oh.
And it is neat the way they really
capture that
drop
time period,
time.
Right?
I mean, they must have to really be careful that real life doesn't somehow
right.
end
there's not up a Corvette on, that goes by in the background.
There's seriously, they've got, you know, the shot outside a building will show a street full of cars, and they're all old, like 60s cars, big
right.
boats. You know, it's neat.
I always wonder how they do that, if they just have like a warehouse full
of
them. And a lot of them are shells that they just drag out onto whatever the set street is and park them there, you know.
I don't know. But
and
I
then
know.
They got like a Flintstone set up in the ones that are driving down the road. You know, someone's just using their feet.
You think?
Well, something, you know.
No, I think
they can't all be perfectly running cars.
The studios probably have
right.
big buildings filled with stuff for
from every era.
Time pieces.
Right. Because otherwise they'd have to go out and collect all that stuff for each thing. I'm sure they just procure it and then
right.
store it. I bet you movie storage warehouses are just, they're like museums. That'd be fascinating. Let's see.
Dhaka is the capital city of Bangladesh. And it looks like Chris Hemsworth is going to play a mercenary.
Oh.
Let's see. A mercenary is hired to rescue the kidnapped son of a Bangladeshi businessman. So
oh, that's
perhaps...
he plays a hero. That's yeah. nice.
Another hero.
Yeah. That'll be good, I'm sure.
Well, you know.
He should play a bad guy just to mix it up.
Well, he did play a bad guy
or
in
drug
the
addict or something.
Bad times at the something hotel, the El Torino Hotel.
Saw that, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good movie, almost until he got in it. Then it was like, no. This is just dumb.
Musclehead guy can't play drug addict, dude.
No?
Yeah, he was
well,
just
he'd have
too...
to go on a fast for like 2 months.
It was just too... It took me right out of the movie to have him come
McConaughey
in.
Pulled it off when he did that Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah.
I don't know what he
just...
did to drop muscle, but he...
He turned into like a woeful loser-looking dude. I mean, he just... It was really... He scuzzed up, you know?
Well, but I mean, he actually lost... body mass
oh,
in
yeah.
a way that you go he probably stopped doing anything including eating for
yeah.
a year
right
to get that gaunt.
And actors talk about all the time how they go through these body changes that are so unhealthy for their vital organs.
Matt Damon was saying that he lost a bunch of weight for a role and has kidney problems because
yeah.
of it now.
Yeah,
that can't be good. Yeah. And Christian Bale, remember him in was it The Machinist?
The Mechanic?
Was it The Mechanic?
I don't know.
One of those,
he
yeah.
dropped so much weight. Yeah. There's a shot of him where he's got his head bent down, and you can just see every bump in his spine. And he just looks like a wisp.
Mm.
And then he bulks up, you know. He'll
yeah.
play somebody.
Oh, that up and down thing. Yo-yo is no good.
No good. It's no good, you guys. Don't do it. Just pick a weight and stick with it, no matter what it is. So it's hard to drop your kids off at college for the first time. You know, they're freaking out, and you're super emotional about it. Harder when that college is on the other side of the world. Like, say you were dropping your kid off in South Korea to go to college. Although if you have a private jet, it's slightly less painful. Still, Angelina Jolie had a hard time keeping it together. She dropped Maddox off at Yonsei University in South Korea. Someone posted a video where she admits she's trying not to cry. Brad Pitt, they say here in this story, only found out where Maddox was going to school shortly before the news broke in the media.
Oh.
I guess Maddox is over 18, refuses to see him. He's a grown man now. And
so he doesn't like his dad.
He doesn't even call him his dad. Doesn't consider him his dad, according to this story. There was
even
that
though
incident.
That's the guy that raised him.
Yeah. It's not
well,
into him.
They got
him.
Into that fight, right?
They say most of the problems stem from the 2016 private plane incident where something went down on that plane and everyone was screaming and crying when they left.
Yeah.
Some kind of altercation. Supposedly, Maddox doesn't even consider himself Brad's son anymore. And since he's an adult, he didn't have to see him if he doesn't want to.
Wow.
I know. You know, one incident doesn't seem like enough. I'm sure that they just, you know, listen, teenagers are tough, and I'm sure movie stars are tough. And who knows what the hell was going on as that relationship was degenerating.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. It's a bummer. But anyway, Maddox, that's the first kid she adopted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it would have to be, right, if he's the first one going off to school. But he's going in South Korea. So congratulations to him. Isn't that nice? The Dancing with the Stars cast, we mentioned this yesterday. Christy Brinkley, 65, still looks amazing. Dawson's Creek superstar James Vanderbeek. Lamar Odom, a former NFL star / real-life murder suspect, Ray Lewis. Sean Spicer, the former White House press secretary. That's actually one of the stories. The guy, Tom Bergeron, who hosts Dancing with the Stars, mm-hmm. is upset that they cast Sean Spicer. He said he didn't want anything political. He wanted it to be an escape from politics. So he was kind of bummed. He said, ultimately, it's not my decision to make. It's the people who produce the show. But he's not stoked about it. Although they're going to have the biggest audiences of all time, period, watching that show. As I'm sure you're well aware. No. No one's getting the reference?
No.
Okay. Wait. Remember Sean Spicer? President Trump had the biggest presidential inaugural audience of any president of any time, period. Thought you guys would like that. But I was thinking the one to be upset about is Ray Lewis. I mean, 20 years ago, he killed a couple of people.
Yeah.
But no, that's not who he's upset about.
Well, they always have to have some athlete, but why him?
You know who I'm actually kind of bummed? There were a couple people. Rob Gronkowski. So on Monday, we got the rumored list. Rob Gronkowski and his girlfriend, some model, mm-hmm. Camille Kostek. Tina Knowles, Beyonce's mom, was supposed to be on. Haley Steinfeld.
These are just names that get floated out there.
Yeah, I don't know how people get a hold of them, but I guess maybe they were in talks.
Anyone can put, they can put any name out there.
That gymnast, oh my God, she would have been great. Caitlin Ohashi. Mm-hmm. And then Robert Irwin, the annoying son of the crocodile hunter. So if you go on Dancing with the Stars, you're guaranteed $125,000. But the most you can make, even if you win it, is $295,000. Used to be closer to $350,000, but I guess the show's ratings are down and they've just decreased the amount that you can. But if you make it all the way to the end, you win $295,000.
They still have an audience, so maybe that, you know, next thing you know, you're getting commercials.
Sure, or anything, right? Some work could come out of it.
Representing the Arthur Murray Dance School.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, she was another one who was supposed to be on. Abby Lee Miller.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
She's just one of the rumored people.
Well, people say she's very sick.
Poor thing. Anyway, so there's bank to be made, but also, you know, if you're a D-lister, then why wouldn't you want to go on that show? Sure, I'll go on there.
Maybe you don't like to dance.
That would be a solid reason to not.
Or maybe you need to lose like 20 pounds.
I know. It seems like people, like, I was thinking Lamar Odom, this is the perfect thing for him to be on.
Yeah.
He's going to get in shape. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just better hope he doesn't injure himself. A lot of them get injured, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
What do millionaires like to splurge on?
Oh, can't wait to hear.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Still on the... Oh, my God. Thank you, Morgan, for the reminder. It's F. Day Jr. Okay, we're looking for fall interns. We're still on the hunt. If you...
Sheesh.
I know.
This has been the toughest one ever.
Well, it feels like the semester started so early, or like all our interns left so early that we were on the hunt earlier.
You need to start letting people misspell stuff.
Yeah, you see. Take those crappy
Loosen
resumes.
Those standards.
You know what? I'd rather have no intern than...
Crappy intern.
Yes. Thank you, Bryn. Oh. I was looking for the proper word.
Interns whose hands need to
get crappy is
held.
Mine.
Anyway, yeah. if you're not going to be a crappy intern, we'd love to hear from you. We'll determine if you're going to be crappy or not. Send a resume and cover letter to Uzette at radioalice.com. UZETTE.
I did
come
just
and work
print
for the
out,
gang.
Right before you said that, I just printed out an application.
Oh, great. So we have three applications now.
Yeah, but the other two have not gotten back to me, so.
Oh. Well, that's a bummer. Well, maybe this one will. I'm feeling good about this one.
Are you?
Yes.
This is an old...
What's up, everyone?
Old school name. Excuse me. She has an old school name.
Oh, what is it Gertrude?
I probably shouldn't say.
Okay. Is it Agatha?
Close.
Ethel.
Starts with an H.
Hillary.
Hazel.
Hazel's
no.
Nice.
Even more.
Hermione.
Classic.
Oh, Harriet. Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah.
That was on my list.
Harry.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
For the kid?
Yeah, I liked it.
Harriet's a great name. I love classic names like that.
Yeah. So strong.
Matilda. Mm. Agatha. Mm-hmm. Harriet.
Hit is Chingadera.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Rebel. R-E-B-B-L. Rebel. Their drinks. Soulfully crafted, plant-based, super herb beverages. Rebel.
They're excellent. I'm going to buy a case of the ones that the flavors that I like and just start drinking them for breakfast. So much easier than making something. And they're filling and good.
You're starting to see my ways. Mm. Look at you coming around.
Well, I want something that's not going to take
me
all.
A drink real quick. Yeah. You're done.
It's great.
Get on with your life.
Yeah. Yep.
All this cooking and stuff.
Well, especially here because there's nothing more annoying than horking down some delicious thing that we just got from Homegrown or Ding Ding Shame or wherever. You know? I feel like, oh, well, I didn't enjoy that at all. You know? I can sit and sip the Rebel, have it right there. Drink that during the show. Nice.
Rebel. How are you enjoying that metering light out there?
Oh, my God.
You like that?
I hate metering lights.
You having fun out there on that metering light there?
What is this story about?
The headline in today's, the Merc. Like spending time on the road? You better. The Bay Area ranks second only to Southern California in gridlock. Across the country, we have the most traffic and the longest commutes.
Well, I hear every morning as I'm getting in my car at 4, I get in my car at 4:35 and Tracy is backed up. Like all the and
there's the first thing I said to use.
We were just talking about that this morning.
I just feel like the poor people that live out in Tracy, yeah. And they live there because look, they can afford a great house there. I'm sure it's a great neighborhood. It's a great place to live. But the friggin' commute, my God! You're leaving your house at 4:30 and he's like, it's a parade.
No, I walked in today. I go, I've never been, but North Flynn Road sounds terrible.
Yes. Oh my God!
I get in my car about 10 to 4 and it's already backed up.
It's ridiculous.
Dang, man.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
And then the Bay Bridge is always backed up at that hour.
Yeah,
it seems impossible.
Going on, yeah.
Is there ever a time when North Flynn Road is clear?
Never.
Waiting for North Flynn to clear. God.
Southern California has it tougher than the Bay Area, ranking number one with the annual average of 119 hours of delay per person.
Oh.
Compared with 103 in the Bay Area. It's getting a lot tougher to get across America in general, though. From Des Moines to Dallas, more cars on the road.
Mm.
And we talk about it all the time, even here in the Bay Area, the need for housing. Well, that housing means more people.
Yep.
More people means more people getting onto the roads.
Yep.
And we've even talked about the text where someone writes in and goes, we have to stop building. There's no room in the infrastructure in the area for more water use, more roadway. Like,
right. The strain on the systems is insane.
But each city council is being pressured to come up with ways to generate funds. Well, the school can't afford.
Right.
Well, right. They can't afford more students either.
Right.
You weirdo. You put more housing in, you're going to have more kids. You have more kids. That's.
Then you need more housing. And then you're going to have more kids. Now you need a new school.
What are you doing?
I don't know. It does seem like an unsolvable problem. I'm glad I'm not on that council.
Hey.
Damn.
Well.
Yikes. What do they do? What do we do?
I feel like public school is going to be gonna have to do a lot more drives to generate dough in order to be able to sustain.
Right. They already asked the population. For so much
I know,
additional money.
But, you know, I think parents have to look at it more like, what would you pay for daycare if you were sending your kid out
or God forbid,
to be cared
private
for?
School.
Well, we're not even there. I'm right. saying, you know, most parents are like, we made it to five. Now the kids, at least I don't have to deal with that until 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock or whatever it is. At 2 o'clock, okay, you go to until I get home at five.
Right.
So that's 3 hours. Well, maybe, I don't know. I'm not the one to solve it. I'm certainly not running for office anytime
ever.
Oh,
my God. Sounds like a nightmare.
That is not happening. But
yikes.
Our commute is for real. The
no
second worst in the country.
Your commute, my God. I do. That is just.
Well, if I hit traffic, I would have to either move, get an apartment up here and move, or quit and start work, or do it from home if they were willing to let me do. I mean, it would just come down to I can't get in there anymore.
Right.
It can't happen. The roads are too filled. I'm hitting traffic at 4 a.m.
Right. No, it's ridiculous.
Right now, I'm able to cruise. So
most days
I'd like to believe that hour is still safe, at least for now.
Well, that direction, I guess.
Doing a morning show at K-Pig.
Yeah.
Santa Cruz.
Well, I have looked into San Jose. I mean, if that's something I had to do, then that's something I'd have to do.
Right.
We all have.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I do know.
The top five.
Hey, Hooman.
Hooman's here. You're early.
Yay.
What's ghetto?
Hooman's ghetto.
The schedule's ghetto.
Yeah, your schedule's a little ghetto.
Uh-oh, Bryn's talking crap about you.
Oh, come on. Spread rumors.
The top five things millionaires splurge on.
Probably, my guess is a killer car.
Car came in at number three.
Okay, how about a private chef?
Ooh.
Food came in at number two. It says, including eating out and cooking at home.
But they just are spending
eating
more
well
money.
Eating well is a priority among the millionaires.
How about travel?
Oh, yeah. Travel, good one. Vacations.
Yeah.
Yeah, fighter jets.
Fighter jets didn't make the list. Oh. Kanye. travel is number one.
Yeah. Yes.
60% of millionaires mentioned it, which is almost twice as many mentions as anything else on their list of things they spend money on.
Well, if you could, I mean, why wouldn't you go see the world, you know? Go and do it first class.
First class.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Be great.
Yes.
No private jet.
Yeah, oh, my God.
No PJ.
You can't just be a millionaire and have a private jet. You got to be a big millionaire. Like, I would think, I don't know. I mean, they just sound so expensive. You could buy a little piece of this jet and then have to pay all these fees, and you're still paying a ton of money when you fly. Like, I think you got to be like a 50 to 100 millionaire at the very least.
Yeah.
One of our old interns has to be a millionaire. She's been on vacation in Europe since she was here.
Who's that?
Chase.
Oh, Chase.
Yeah. Oh.
Is having the time of a young person's life.
Oh. What do you follow her
every day on Instagram? And she's like,
I love her.
She's having the time. I keep seeing her on different beaches in different countries. Mm. She's at the last thing. She's fireworks are exploding all around her, and she's like at some late night party in the middle of Europe somewhere. I'm going.
So she's not doing the hostel thing where she's just got a backpack and a
I don't
she
know.
Might be. She doesn't look she like she's all, you know.
She looks scuzzy?
No, she doesn't look scuzzy.
Well, it's all put it together. Is Instagram. We only put our best pictures
that is
on
true.
Instagram.
Sure.
You're right, Bryn. She could be at a hostel, and then she gets invited to some party, and she's all, look at me.
I would love to.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But okay.
Well, she's a hard worker, so I wouldn't doubt if she's working her way all the way through.
Oh.
Getting jobs there?
I don't even know if you're allowed to. I thought you had
to have a work visa.
I don't know. I don't know how all that stuff works.
I don't either.
I have to find her and follow her and ask her.
Millionaires spend their money on travel, then food. Cars, third on the list. Wine came in at 4.
Yeah. I tell you, no matter how many millions of dollars I ever had, there would never be a rat's ass given about wine. Sorry, Napa and Sonoma. I just don't care about wine.
Oh, I care about wine.
I know you do. You know what I'll do? I'll send you wine. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Anytime. My friend who knows about wine said this was good. Here you go. Use that.
Perfect.
Let me know.
I'm in.
I'll get a review back to him.
I'll just be like, yeah, I drank it.
Clothes make the list.
It didn't kill me. Oh, yeah, clothes.
Oh,
sure.
Clothes.
At number five for the top five things millionaires splurge on.
Well,
also,
I gotta go
rans
to all these
include their house, boats, concerts, golf, sporting events, gadgets, and watches.
Oh, watches. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Technology.
I'm reading an article. It says the minimum you should kind of have in the bank to own a jet is $90 million.
Oh, my God, really?
So yeah, you're right, 50 to 100.
That's their suggestion.
So you're making a purchase then?
I don't have that.
Oh, what?
You getting close, though? Because, come on, man, we need you to get a private jet. I got places to go.
I can't believe you're not friends with that couple anymore. They hooked you up.
I didn't want to use them for their money. That didn't seem like...
The Salesforce people.
Yeah.
Mm. They, like, helped start it.
Yeah. He was like the original dude besides the guy
Benioff, right.
Yeah. But I didn't, it was just, there was a million reasons why.
It's so funny. I know that, my chick works there, so there's that. Sorry, mm-hmm. my wife. I'm still working on it.
You're doing fine.
My wife works there.
You're like a cat with a fur ball.
It's weird. It's, look, I'm 50. I'm finally saying that.
Yeah.
It's a new thing
feels
to
good
me.
Though, right?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. Where was I? Oh, yeah, the Salesforce thing. So she works there, but it is one of those things that if you don't know, you wouldn't know. Like Salesforce, the general public doesn't use Salesforce.
I know.
You hear the Salesforce
tower. I don't even know what they do.
Yeah.
It's sales tracking software, but then they've gone like this.
What? Sounds good.
They do everything now.
Right.
Like they've just...
Fingers in.
Right. Anyway.
So the big companies use them.
Yes.
Okay. Corporations.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this story broke yesterday, or maybe the day before, I'm not sure, but we reported it here, the elderly folks that were caught.
Oh, yeah, in the Field of Bones.
Right.
And the oldest one, the one woman, was 85.
Yeah, they were having an orgy.
Yeah.
A gangbang, really.
Something.
Right? Yeah. That wasn't a...
So the story I reported didn't have their names in it, but as I was reading my USA Today this morning, USA Today...
Oh, Gamma.
What are all their names in there?
It's my Gam.
Okay.
My 85-year-old Gammy. Uh-oh.
The story was about police in Fairfield, Connecticut arresting six people for doing it in the park. All six people ranged in age from 62 to 85.
Mm.
Well, the oldest two are a married couple that are saying, we're not involved with them at all, and he can't even get it up.
So you're saying Gam Gam and Grandpa that we were just walking through the park and happened to stumble onto this?
They weren't even walking. They were in their car.
Oh.
The oldest two are a married couple, 82-year-old Richard Butler and 85. You know, you live your whole life. You've done everything right. You've worked. You've paid your taxes.
Yeah,
you've
but
done
what are you doing in
stuff?
A park car to park
well,
at 4
I'm gonna
in the
tell
morning?
You, and then you're going to go, oh, my God. So here they are at 85, and now the record's just... this, that they're perverts doing it in the park with a bunch of people in the middle of the night. They say, we were just parked there. We're sitting in our car. The cops arrested him as part of a sweep for no reason. Joyce said, we're just sitting in the car getting a little air, and that was it. We've gone there for years. We used to take our kids there when they were little.
So they just happen to be sitting in the parking lot in their car.
Richard's reason is even better. He says, I haven't had sex in 10 years. Mm. I got no blood flow. None. Zero. I got three doctors that'll tell you that.
Wow.
So that's a little limpy.
He also says,
how nice that he takes his wife to the park for a little action.
They didn't. Mm-hmm. He also says, I use a walker. I can't even walk into the park. They were just in the car, quote.
It still seems so fishy.
Yeah.
The Butlers have a court appearance on Tuesday of next week where they'll make their case. Richard says they'll defend themselves, quote, I'm not going to pay some lawyer because we didn't do nothing. So he'll be defending himself.
Great idea.
Against the allegations that they're doing it in the park.
Gangbang style.
Right.
Yikes.
You believe they were doing it? I don't.
What time did all this go down? I thought you said this happened at like 3 in the morning.
I don't buy the three in the morning trip to the park. What? When you're old and you can't sleep, what's the difference what time it is?
Maybe they know this is going on and they just go to get their jollies and watch it, you know? Mm. Honey, it's that time again. I don't know. It does sound like they were caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, but still, highly suspect. Oh.
It's all slow.
Well, I am using a walker.
So
long. Oh. I'll be right there, dear.
Our text
just
number
to put my
is
orthopedics on.
800-400-3697. We're always looking for your texts.
We are.
And interns, apparently, because we just can't seem to fill those gigs. So
please
text us your resume or something.
If you wouldn't mind.
Right. And please don't text and drive.
Ever.
Have you talked about Big Brother? I am so sick of Christie's whining.
Yeah, you're not alone.
No, I'm with you. They got to get her out for that reason.
Yes, enough with the crying. There's a lot of criers in there this season. That Annalise, she cries a lot too. Man, she puts on some pretty extensive makeup. Did you see that like thing she was doing with these big white triangles underneath her eyes?
I did.
It's like, damn, girl.
But it works.
Don't have anything else to do.
She's gorgeous.
She does look beautiful. She's pretty when she doesn't have any makeup on, but she really does know how to put a face on. There was a girl a couple years ago, the radio chick with the big fake boobs and the blown up lips, and she
can't think of her name.
I can't either. So she, you know, she looked kind of like death warmed over when she didn't have any makeup on.
Oh, God.
And then she would put on her makeup, but she looked like a clown. I was like, oh my God.
Well,
what's going on there?
People, I don't know if I can even use this term. I don't know if I think I use this term for someone who puts on too much hoochie kind of makeup.
It's a hoochie mama?
People like that. Some people like that.
Yeah, a full face.
Like a full. I don't run in those crowds, man.
Those people would be like, get out.
So overdone. Mm.
Well, honestly, I don't think it's good for your skin.
But you just put more on top of more.
I guess.
Oh, look, I got a pimple. Like, that'll get covered on my next application.
You're just blocking every pore on your face.
Well, some people like it.
Yeah, no,
if it works
there's
for
no
them.
Question. And sometimes they get that line right along the jaw. Mm-hmm. That's not
I think
look.
It's what's worse is if you know someone like that gives you a hug and they've left an imprint of their cheek on your side, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, be careful not to touch your face to anything if you've got a full face of makeup on.
Or if you're wearing the spray tan stuff, that gets everywhere with people.
Is it this chick?
That's her.
Oh, yeah. There
Elena.
She is. Elena. That's the best picture ever taken of her. She looks great in that picture.
I didn't think she was butt ugly, but she absolutely had a lot of surgery because she's the one that someone sent the before picture to us of.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do. I don't remember what it looked like, though.
Totally different humans.
Yeah.
It's, you know what it is? It's that Kylie Jenner?
Yeah, Kylie, sure. Yeah. She got her lips blown up, maybe got her chin worked on.
You see a picture of her before and then see her now.
It's like,
you go,
oh, God,
not
the ugly duckling to the most graceful swan.
Uh-huh. And billionaire.
Do you call that a graceful swan?
I think she's really pretty.
You do?
I do.
All right. Yeah. What's coming up in the trash?
Hold on. I'll find out.
All right.
I got a Miley and Caitlyn update, so that'll be... It's pretty funny. It has to do with weed, too. And
new couple alert, then.
Well, yes, but also old couple alert as well. And I got a story about the Obamas after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.